Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a positive contribution to the world with their transformational thoughts, ideas, and activities that encourage and inspire us all. We'll explore different aspects and areas of life, including business, spiritual, physical, mental, relationships, disabilities, and much, much more. My name is Tom Tuttle Cunningham, and I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I'm a regular contributor to their weekly e-zine. I just spoke at the Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia, sharing this stage with Deepak Chopra. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since the age of 5. That's 43 years now. And I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced, which makes me sound like a spider. I'm also a senior research director for the Canadian Business Journal, which is a digital-only publication that's the official and only media partner with the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. You can find out more about me on my website. That's tom2tall.com. My guest today is Raman Mesgarlu, and you'll have to correct me, Raman, if I pronounce that right. He's the founder of Global Wealth Trade. In February 2005, at age 36, Raman founded Global Wealth Trade in his home office in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. The company since has become one of the world's most prestigious luxury designer fashion houses, competing in the same market with people like Harry Winston, Cartier, Gucci, Louis Vuitton, and other benchmarks alike. His unique business plan was a quick success, and within the first 7 years, the company served clients and luxury consultants in almost 60 countries in all continents. A quote from Raman is, "When a few people buy into your idea, perhaps you got lucky. When a few hundred people buy in, perhaps you have a sale. But when you have thousands of people who see your vision and promote the cause, then it is a success." When you look at the unprecedented success his company has experienced, success seems to be an inadequate word to describe the company's journey and their track record. For starters, Global Wealth Trade has been the fastest expanding and growing luxury designer fashion house since 2007, experiencing 297% growth per year in the first 5 years. "It's a humbling experience when the world's attention is on you," says Raman, referring to the dozens of articles, recognitions, and awards his company has received in a short time. Among them, Global Wealth Trade has received recognitions from businessforhome.org with the Best Opportunity 3 years running, Company of the Month, Direct Sales Business Journal awarded them Luxury Designer of the Year, Viva International, and the company's prestige line, Fairy Mosh 21K, has received several recognitions and accolades from Canada's main industry publication, Canadian Jewelers Magazine. Welcome to the show today.
Good to be there. Good to be here, Tom.
Thank you so much for joining us. You've had an experience, an amazing life, and the experience with Global Wealth Trade has just been phenomenal. As you know, we ran a great story on the company and the Canadian Business Journal as well as our American Journal. And I always start my show by asking people when they first read my favorite book, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, and then also perhaps who suggested the book to them, because that could be an important person as well.
Well, I think, Tom, every successful person will have to attribute the foundation into, I always think, two books. One of them is Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich. I was introduced to that book by my mentor in direct sales back in 1990. I was 20 years old and read the book and got the CDs. Chapter 8 is my favorite. And I remember it completely changed my perspective on how I should look at life. I would say if you're going to make it in any business or anything, if you're a professional athlete, if you want to win an Olympics in any field, you're going to have to become a mental warrior. To become a mental warrior, you need the right infrastructure. So Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill. Wonderful. I actually, a couple of nights ago, I was driving with a very, very talented musician, And he has much interest in business as well. And the book I recommended was Napoleon Hill. Text me last night, say, hey, I'm on it. So it's a wonderful, wonderful platform to start with.
It is. And I love your analogy there, mental warrior, because really that's what it is. Because if you don't take control of your thoughts and focus them on a purpose and a goal, the world is just going to throw crap at you through radio, newspaper, TV. None of that's going to be very positive. So you have to be a warrior. You have to guard what goes into your mind and what you focus on. So that's a great, great phrase. I love that. Now Yeah, you had another book you mentioned too.
Well, as a professional athlete, I always say this: look, we keep hearing about nutrition, how important it is to our bodies, and you take vitamins or natural products or whatever the case is, exercise. Well, your mind goes through the same type of abuse from negativity around you. You need to put some good stuff in your mind. You got to go ahead, give it some stuff to be able to fight all the negativity and all the what I call sunblocks. These are people who are just so negative. When they leave the room lights up. We all have them around us. Sometimes we call them family and friends. So we need to put some good stuff in our head as well. And this is where books like Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, and the other one would be Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Those are the two books that I recommend to every student I've ever had, out of which 12 of them have become millionaires today.
Wow, and I love Dale Carnegie's books. I used the strategies from that book to accomplish the first goal I ever wrote, which was to meet the Prime Minister of Canada at the time, Brian Mulroney. So I owe that book a fair bit, because I've used it to meet a number of amazing people, and that one was published a long time ago, as well as Think and Grow Rich. So those are two amazing books. Listeners should make sure, if you haven't read those two books, rush out and get them, not now, but right now. And tell me a little bit, the first thing that I came across when I came across your company, I thought, wow, amazing and beautiful products. Oh, on site, online there, I'm just drooling when I look at the products. But I've been in network marketing, various companies, and the industry itself teaches that consumables as products of choice are the best for network marketing, and you chose high-end luxury products, and that's never been done before in network marketing. Can you explain why you went with that product and that high-end luxury products, which are really beautiful products, by the way?
Sure, Tom. I've been in this industry for over 20 years, and the teaching is, if you don't wear it or eat it or wash with it, it's not consumable. To me, consumable is something that people want to invest in every single month. Now, later on, we'll talk about our retention activity ratio. One of the first things they teach you in when you go for your MBA course, Tom, first thing, they say in sales, you want to be successful, you give people what they need, give it to them, and you sell them what they want. Because people will pay for what they want, but you know what? They will not necessarily buy what they want. So the whole industry is about, you need this product because there's a cancer ratio, or you need it anyways because you use the telecommunication. They keep telling you what you should buy because you need it. And that's exactly the opposite of the teaching of when you go for your MBA and your marketing and sales courses. With us, we know as human beings, we'll do things that are not even good for us. You can sell people death, and it's called tobacco. People know it's not good for them. They'll still do it anyways. What we have here, gold, precious metal, precious stones, fashion, is something that we're all accustomed to when you're 2 years old. You see three-year-old girls wearing earrings. My three-year-old is asking me for bracelets. At the end of the day, we have people that people actually want. So when people want it, they constantly want to invest in it. In fact, jewelry is the only item on the planet, according to about.com, that 85% of the population use every single day. Now, if in the most important day of your life, what do you exchange vows with when you get married?
With your wife, yeah.
Right. So what we have set up here, and it's not a situation where you need to buy a new piece of jewelry every month. We have an incredible platform we created called an inventory account, where people, just like an RRSP, invest in it on a monthly basis.
Okay.
And because they're working towards a piece that they want. And when, say, for example, the piece is $1,000, guess what? Your people will stay on that inventory account for 6, 8 months, in some case 3 to 4 years, in order to get that peace that they always wanted. This is something that actually people want, so they keep on it on a monthly basis, as opposed to shipping products to them on a monthly basis. They pay shipping, they pay taxes, you know, maybe the basement's filling up, the garage is filling up, and then people get off what's called the auto ship of the industry. In our case, we went luxury because we know people want it. Even with the economy, what's going on, if you look at over the past 100 years, Tom, the luxury brands have never had a downtime. Never. See, what happens when the economy collapses, middle class is the one that suffers, not the people at the top.
Right.
So the middle class disappears, and most of them become poor, but some of them become rich. So the rich crowd always is expanding. They never decrease. They always increase. And when they're used to a certain lifestyle, they want to stay at that lifestyle. So what we've got here, our market is continuously growing. You know that the book that came up with Pilzer recently, he says 10 million new millionaires are going to be created in the States over the next 10 years. 10
Whoa.
Million new millionaires are going to be created over the next 10 years in the United States alone. So our market is solid. Now what we offer here is two things. Our product lines are luxury, so it's designed, which is great for everybody, loves them, but not everybody can afford them. The second product that we offer, that this is where we're exploding, is the opportunity to sell those products to the people who can afford it, and to sell the opportunity to other people. So people who join us, they don't all like a $1,000 bag, although our product line start from $40. We have 300 items under $300 retail. So it's not all expensive. You know, 300 items is more inventory than 99% of the other companies' entire lineup.
Yeah.
But point I'm making is that if the fact that we have these luxury brands, now a lot of people get in because, A, they want to get on their inventory account, which is like a layaway plan, to buy the piece they always wanted. They never get off. We have people who've been on their inventory account for years. They never get off. Why? The minute they buy what they wanted, now there's 10 other items that they have flagged up. It's in the wish list. So the end result is our results of people getting in and staying in is astronomically higher than the industry average that sells telecommunication or nutrition products.
And I totally buy into that thinking as well. If I am a jewelry person, I got so much jewelry, I got to figure out,
I know.
I can't wear it all the time. I can't wear everything I have. And if I wear too much, I'm like, okay, now it's too much. But I love jewelry. And you are so right. People will invest longer in getting that beautiful piece because they just have to see it to know it's beautiful. And they'll invest their money monthly longer than they will for auto ships of products. Maybe they don't see their business grow after 3-4 months, so they get off auto ship because now it's just costing them money. It's an expense and not making them money. But if you're saving for a piece of jewelry that is really beautiful and expensive but not out of the world crazy expensive for some of those beautiful pieces, I see that people would continue month after month, put a little bit in. And so I would agree with that. That makes a lot of sense. And when it's for something desirable like that, people will stick with it. And
especially these days, because all we hear about on the news, on the media, on newspaper, wherever you go, we hear gold, silver, gold. Everywhere you go, that's what you hear. So now we have something that I know my mother, she's 65 years old. She's got, she's collected jewelry all her life. Even today, she continuously wants to collect it because she knows they never lose their value. And at some point, she wants to give it to, you know, my children, you know, and then pass it on to me. So we do this all the time. We collect it because it is a commodity that you can move with you from country to country, and you can pass it on. Unlike any other company in direct sales where they sell what they call in consumable products, where at the end of the month, you either used the product, so your investment is gone, or it's expired in the basement, you know. But in our case, people use it for 30 years, and then they pass it on to the next generation, and they use it for 30 years, and this thing is worth more after 60 years than it was 60 years ago. Nothing else on the planet you can say that with. Even real estate, You know, it requires a lot of maintenance.
Exactly.
You have to spend money into it. You have precious metal and stones that you don't.
And you'll get hundreds and hundreds of compliments over 30 years where you'll never get too many compliments on a usual network marketing consumable product. That's a great juice you have. But people will notice the beautiful jewelry over 30 years. You're going to get some amazing compliments on the jewelry. So you even feel better about your investment than, as you said, a consumable that you've used over the month. Now you got to reorder again. Now, I read on your website something that was really amazing, that your stats for the company, like your distributor activity ratio and your retention rate, is 500 to 800% of the industry average. So that's incredible. Tell us more about that and how you accomplished that.
Well, a couple of things. And we talked about this, touched on it a bit earlier, because we don't have what's called the auto ship. Now, auto ship is important because obviously it generates the residual income. But like we talked about earlier, once the boxes keep arriving and you still got some products left and you can't really sell it and you can't really eat it or wash it in this bag, eventually people will get off. In our case, people actually buying something they want, they targeted something, and they're accumulating towards it. Because of that, they don't get off their stack, what we call the inventory account. So what's really cool about this, in our business, you get this often, where you bring somebody in the business, and the person says, hey, look, I saw that watch, I saw that ring, I saw that bag, and I figured this out. If I stay on my inventory account of $150 a month or $75 a month or $35 a month, which is the three different levels, if I stay on it for 43 months, I can get that item for free, and they're excited about it. Imagine as an upline, Tom, that you have your customers, your distributors telling you, I'm going to use the product for the next 43 months, and you're going to make money on me. I mean, this is the beautiful part. So when you take a look at this, if the DSA average, the Direct Selling Associations, which is all the companies, 6% of the workforce stay on their auto ship. 6%.
Right.
We're sitting at over 54% on our inventory account. So you could see the difference. And you understand why? Because we're not shipping them anything until they actually buy requested.
Exactly.
And the second part about our businesses is the retention. The DSA average, again, let's go by the facts. It's not about my company versus yours. The facts are the DSA average is 10% retention. So no one's getting any bigger. It's like Coke and Pepsi, they're all trading customers.
Right.
With us, it's sitting at over 75%. So why do people – now, my renewal is not cheap, by the way, Tom. Like, we actually charge $188 or $194 for renewal. So why do people actually pay that? Well, because there's value in the product. People see, you know, if Louis Vuitton or Tiffany or Cartier came and said, hey, look, you can pay me $194 and you have access to my products at discount pricing, which you're going to save up to 100% on my product lines, and you get a right to resell Cartier, resell Tiffany, and make up to 100% profit, do you think people would do it? Of course they would do it. So that's where we're at. People see value in the product. They don't want to give up their membership privileges because they get discount pricing. They have accumulated some inventory in their inventory account. They're still working towards the item that they always wanted. So the end result is they're renewing, and this is great for the uplines. Now, the uplines have a true residual income. For every other company, it's like a treadmill. They get them in, they put them through the cycle, and people quit. Here is a true residual income. When you're in, you can count on it that you can retire on it.
Wow, and that makes so much sense. So you really don't have to chase distributors towards the end of every month. Make sure you order, make sure you order. They've put money in. They're not going to waste the money they already put in. So even if they miss a month, they're going to keep up as their income allows them to deposit every month. So you don't have to follow up and badger your distributors every month. Make sure it's coming to the end of the month. You order your whatever it is, consumable. People are already invested money in this, so they're going to keep investing money. They're not going to lose their money. And it makes it so much easier for a distributor, because in a lot of network marketing companies, if you haven't signed up your 3 or 4 or 5 distributors within, 4 or 5 or 6 months, you're just going to drop your auto ship until you hope that you could perhaps build your business with people who are going to stay. And even if you do sign up people in most companies, they're not going to be able to recruit other people, so they're going to stop their auto ship. Whereas this one, people are invested in the product and they're determined to get the product, this beautiful product, and they get it
that's
at a good
accurate,
price.
That's an accurate explanation, Tom, you just did. Hence the 6% activity ratio. Hence the 10% retention ratio. And you know what I really love about our business? You know, the biggest part of being in direct sales is that become product of the product. Use your own product. And I was in nutrition for 12 years when I was on the field, because I was a soldier for 12 years, for 14 years on the field. And 12 years of it was full-time. 10 years of it had a six-figure income. And you know what really bothered me? Now, I was an athlete, but what really bothered me, over 100,000 people in my team, most of the people on my team I knew, they were not using the product. We had health products and they were overweight. You know, we sell the health drink, just outside smoking a cigarette. And so we knew there, you know, they weren't really using the product. They didn't believe in it. They were in it for the money. You show up to one of my events, you know everyone's using the product because guess what? You see it on them. you see the watches. You see the watches, the earrings, the pendants, the rings. They all look like models.
Yes, and I saw on your website as well, you have some famous people from, I think, Toronto International Film Festival last year that I saw. You have some amazing stars and well-known people that are wearing your jewelry on a regular basis.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. We are now considered in Beverly Hills officially the celebrities designer. We have over 100 celebrities that use our products all the time. Where the Fairy is the most is the brand asked for the most right now. Every time there is a red carpet event like Golden Globes, Oscars, if you go to our website, you'll see Gene Simmons, Shannon Tweed. There's tons and tons and tons of people who are our clients and they use our products, which is great. But what's amazing about these elites wearing our products? My vast majority of the products that they're using is part of what we call FFA, Fairy for All, which means they're under $300 retail. So if you are on a LC with us, which is called Luxury Consultant, we don't call them distributors, we call them Luxury Consultants. If you're a consultant with us, your cost on that item is about $150 or less. So, yes, we do have lots of celebrities. We've been written about a lot. We're in a Hollywood movie called Life Happens. And so the
wow.
accolades are coming. We constantly every week I get a fax in from BET or Sundance. We were part of Toronto International Film Festival twice. But I got to tell you one story for your listeners, Tom, something that I'm very, very proud of. And only Gene Simmons can pull this off. There was a celebrity auction, Sick Kids, in Toronto. And Toronto International Film Festival last year, of course, we support a lot of causes, and children are very dear to us. And we have pastors that put orphanage homes in Mozambique, and we do a lot of that type of work. So we obviously supported it. Lots of celebrities, all the Canadian billionaires and millionaires were there. When the Fairy package went up for auction, it was a $28,000 package, which is a collection of watches and earrings. It was different pieces. And Shannon had seen, this is just before their wedding, had seen a Fairy lounge. So Gene Simmons had a mandate to make sure the Fairy package ends up with her. So anyways, he offered $25,000. But there were some other billionaires in the room, and they had seen our lounge, and they wanted it. So anyways, the $28,000 Fairy package went to $32,000, $38,000. Gene Simmons was in no mood to get into a bidding war with these billionaires. So he got up, walked on the stage, actually took the mic in front of 300 people from the auctioneer, said $50,000, and he changed the topic.
And
only Gene Simmons
could do something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly, only he can do that. Now, he knew that he had, because the Fairy package would have gone over $100,000, he knew he had hurt the kids, and he didn't want to do that. So what he did, he offered a whole bunch of his own stuff to make up for it. Like, oh, you can have dinner in my house with me and Shannon. So, of course, people bid on that. You can sit
wow.
at the head table at my wedding in front of the world cameras, head table at my wedding. People bid on that. So he raised $300,000 or $400,000 to make up for it. But I'm just saying, you know, it's nice sitting there seeing your $28,000 package go for $50. It would have gone for $100. And, you know, it's just a special feeling for us and our people that were there.
Wow, wow. So this is an appreciation of the jewelry, regardless of the price, and that's something to be said.
And I want to say, it's not just jewelry, Tom. We're a fashion house, so we have the world's number one best, bar none, number one sunglasses we call Shields. again, you know, you can check out your Chanel and you put this on, you'll know the difference. It is done right in Italy. Again, they're not inexpensive, but they're the best in the world. Very, very powerful, him and her. And we also have some of the best handbags, wallets for men and handbags for women and purses. Again, we've got to come and take a look. Our timepieces are absolutely breathtaking. I do need to brag a little bit, Tommy. Is that okay for me to brag for a second?
I looked at the product, so I know that they're incredible.
Well, our timepieces, we just released. Now, our timepieces start from $800. So don't think all our timepieces is like the fairy president I'm going to talk about next. But our timepieces start from $800. They're all tungsten and ceramic, so we don't use steel like other designers use. This is the best of the best. We just released a watch we call the Fairy President. It was rated the top 10 best in the world. And the other nine were companies like Rolex, Patek Philippe, Hamilton, and that type of company. And it's a $92,000 watch. But
wow,
when you take a look at it, anyone who's seen just the fact that we got a phone call and it was a top 10 best in the world sitting next to Rolex and Patek Philippe, I mean, what can I tell you? Now, you're not going to have a lot of people buying a $100,000 watch. That's not the point. But when you are in LC with us, customer with us, and you have a customer who wants to buy a $500 ring or maybe a $1,000 watch, when they see that your company makes the top 10 best watch in the world at $100,000, you're not going to worry about your $500 purchase anymore or a $1,000 purchase anymore. It's basically credibility.
Exactly. Now, the network marketing industry, it's pretty old, been around a long time, and there's not a lot of changes that happen on a regular basis, and yet you have introduced many firsts to the MLM network marketing industry. Tell me about some of those introductions to the industry that you've come up with.
Well, from the comp plan standpoint, you know, there's four legitimate compensation plans, you know, and there's a lot of illegal ones, but there's four legal ones, you know, which is, the original one was a breakaway system, the system I grew up with, and then after that was a matrix program. After that, it was a binary, it was a unit-level system that came out. The last one was a binary system. Now, binary is the last one, and it's the absolute best one. Now, there's other companies that are saying otherwise. Again, I came from other systems. I chose a binary because it's the only platform that actually pays to infinity. And you don't have to be a compliance expert, Tom, to understand. Getting paid to infinity is better than getting paid to 10 levels deep or 15 levels deep or 500 levels deep. It doesn't matter. Infinity is always better than anything, any other plan that cuts you off. So, and that's what I introduced, and I guess it's becoming popular in the States now. I get a lot of phone calls, is a brand new binary system that's never been done in the last 30 years, which we call the variable free-flowing binary system. Variable means even in the binary has its restrictions, which is you have to either balance 50-50 or one-third, two-third. Well, I've eliminated that. It could be any combination. As long as you reach 5,000 points in my business at any combination, you will get paid. So 5,000 points gets you $500. Not only that's about three times ratio-wise than our closest competitors, we just pay so much more because of a product line, there's no restriction. You create the volume, it gets out. That's the beautiful part. So the end result is, when you look at our ED ratio, something I introduced to the industry, earning per distributor ratio, is that that's the most important stat if you're evaluating your business. Why?
Mm-hmm.
You can go to any company that would have the top earners. Any company you go to, they'll have a guy in front of the room flashing a $100,000 check. That's not important. The question you have to ask is, how many distributors did it take for you to get there? They'll brag, oh, it took 160,000 people using my products, and they brag how many people they have. They just told the average person you can't do it.
Not that many people.
Yeah, not that many people can build that type of downline. Now, in my business, forget about the 160. We do have people who've made $1 million in 27 months. But forget about that for a minute. Anyone who's made $10,000 platform a month with me, any of my consultants, they did it within 300 to 400 LCs or 300 to 400 distributors.
Wow.
Unheard of. So when you look at the industry ED ratio, according to DSA again, if you're in the nutrition business, it's up to a dollar. It doesn't mean it's a dollar. It's up to. It could be 50 cents.
Mm-hmm.
If it's telecommunication, it's up to 35 cents per distributor. That means if you want to make $10,000 a month residual, I'm not talking retail, wholesale, that stuff. Residual income on the ownerships. Mm-hmm. If you want to make $10,000 a month, if you're nutrition, you need 10,000 people on your team. If you're telecommunication, you're going to need 30,000 people on your team. If you're a GWT, anyone who's done it, they did between 300 to 400 people, not 10,000 or 30,000.
Wow.
I think the average
people can think about 300 people. Most people can think that they can do that.
Especially when you don't have to do it by yourself, right? You sponsor 5 or 6 or 10, and it just goes on from there. So the ED ratio is really important, and the reason why it's such a gap between us and the rest of the world is, number one, our products. Number two, our activity ratio is high, and our retention ratio is high. But it's a free-flowing plan. When there's no free-flowing means there's no ranks. Ranks are just complete detriment to this industry, and there's a reason why it's there. It's because it benefits the company. You've seen this before, Tom. You go to a company, they got all these ranks, you know, Director 1, Ambassador 2, Supreme NATO Commander, Starship Commander, right? When you get to the top level, you get extra, like, you know, 2 points or, you know, 2%, or you get this. Well, here's my question to those CEOs who launched those plans, because I was rated top 3 compliant expert in the world for businessforhome.org, Networking Times. I understand I create plans. The only reason why ranks are there is because to restrict the flow of funds from the company to the distributor. That's the only reason. It doesn't have any other purpose. So a company would come to me and say, Ramin, we want to show we pay 50% on a beautiful, colorful chart. Really, we've done our calculation. We only want to pay 36%, and out of the 36%, we want to save 4% for the 5 guys that get to the top. So they got this massive check to flag. So we want to make 31% available to the field, but we want to show 50% on the chart. Well, how do you do that? The only way to do that is to put in ranks. So everybody thinks it's a 50% payout, but it's not. It's a 31% payout plus 4% for the guys at the top. That's how they put the ranks in. Of course, the ranks have to be qualified for, and it has to be re-qualified for. Not only you have to qualify it, you know, to get there. Some of them have like 30 different rank levels. Now, once you get there, you have to re-qualify for it month after month to get that money. You keep the title, but you don't get that money unless you actually re-qualify. It's an impossible thing. It's there for a reason. It gives the company complete control how the money flows. I eliminated ranks. There is no ranks in my company. You generate the volume, you get paid from day one. My point is this. If you want to give out that 50%, in our case, we pay 60. But if you want to pick the 50% to other companies, pay it out. Why do they have to achieve 30 different levels to get it? If you want to go ahead and reward the top performers, that's where the bonuses come in. And we have all of those as well. But when it comes to commissionable volume, we have a world's first free-flowing plan. You can come in today, and you maximize your payment today. You can become a diamond distributor with us today, consultant today. You maximize instantly the comp plan. You don't have to wait 6 years or 10 years to get to the top level to have the same benefits as other guys who are at the top.
Wow. Now, something you said, the binary system you have, does it matter? Like some companies, maybe your right side is going to be a lot stronger than your left side and you don't qualify to get paid because your sides are off balance. And do you have that in yours as well?
Well, here's what happens. Obviously, because binary is only 2 legs, there's a lot of people get positioned because it's just got positioned. They're not really active. You need 2 active legs. The difference is this. With us, the minute you've created the minimum 1/3 on each leg, so the rest of it is variable. So it doesn't matter. So if you got 6, as long as you got 1,300 points in one leg and 1,300 points the other leg, the balance of it could be 1,000,000 different variations, and it still gets you paid. With other binaries, it's not the case. Other binaries, it has to be exact amount. Say, for example, if my business was like a 1/3, 2/3 plan like most companies, it would have to be 1333 and 2666 to get paid. Any other combination wouldn't. In my plan, it could be 1334, 1340, 1350, 1400, 1450. It could be 1,000,000 different variations. You still get paid. So you do need activity on both legs. However, it's not restricted to one calculation. It is variable. Any time you have minimum 1/3 on each leg, any other combination will make it work. So to make it simple for the folks who are not maybe math savvy, let's put it this way. We have 99% of our people came from other companies. Some of them never got a check for years with other companies. With here, first week, they qualify for one. Because, again, wow, it is very flexible, variable. It's free-flowing. There is no qualifications and requalifications and requalifications. Look, you want to pay it out, just pay it out. That's my concept, and it's worked for us.
Wow, and I had never thought of it. I know a few ones where, you, as you said, there's bonuses for the top producers so they can show the big checks, but I had never thought about that, where they can say they give out a certain percentage, but really it's only the guys at the very, very, very top who are getting those big bonus checks, but then the company can say, well, we're paying 50% out, and yet it's probably, as you said, 4% of the people that are making all of those bonuses so they can travel around the country and say, look at my big checks, whereas the people who maybe aren't those superstars but still earnest about their business, they're not making that money.
See, I was on the field for a long time, Tom. So, again, I built large teams. I made $5 million as a distributor. Created 12 millionaires. Many people made over 100,000. Sounds good, but it's a horrible story because out of 100,000 people, what happened to the rest of them? So that really bothered me. I knew some of these people were good people. They worked really, really hard. They just couldn't make it. And so the problem was in two things. Number one, the products are being sold in direct sales right now. They're very low profit, so you need an army of users. Not too many people can do that. So It's a failure right away. The second part is even the ones who are working it, the compensation plans are so stiff, it's so loaded with pitfalls, it's very difficult. Even when somebody achieves a level, now they have to requalify for it every month. One of the biggest schemes in the industry, which I absolutely hate, is so-called car programs. You know, every company has them. And here's how it works. You go ahead and you work really, really hard. You achieve this car program level, and then you get a car, and they stop there. They should say, no. You get a car, and then next month you go do the exact same thing, and you get a car. And next month you do that for the next 3 years. And, of course, this is what causes so much problems for people. If you achieve a car program, the problem is people get themselves in a lease. The next month when they don't requalify for it, and now they're stuck in a lease. I have seen people go bankrupt because of these so-called incentives. So my car program is very simple. We have a luxury car program, first of all, being a luxury designer. With me, you don't get minivans. Not that I mind minivans. I got one for work. But, you know, I don't want it as my business car. So we got a BMW. We got a Lexus, Porsche, Mercedes-Benz, Range Rover program. And once you qualify, and it's not easy to qualify, but once you qualify, I prepay it for 18 months. So it's yours. And it's only an 18-month lease. So you're not stuck in a lease that's going to take you bankrupt. So I just looked at what was wrong with the industry, Tom. I eliminated all the riffraff because I came from the field for 14 years. I could see what was going on. So we got a 100% distributor-friendly with a distributor mindset type of platform that our people will come and they flourish where before they couldn't even get a check. Now, one of the things you want to look at is this. You know what tells the truth? It is the income testimony, the income disclaimer of companies. Because they all talk about how they got the best compensation plan in the world, but look at their income testimony because legally it has to be correct. And you see the person, so there's one company, for example, there's a lot of hype around them right now and because they're still on momentum. However, when you look at the income disclaimer, and people like me who look at those things, you'll see that the average person who spent $1,400 a year on the product has an average income of $300 a year. But yet
that's
they have
not
people
a business.
Yet they have people making $200,000 a month. So, yeah. But when you take a look at ours, and again, our income disclaimer is about 20 times of any other company's income disclaimer. If you spend $900 a year, our average income is $4,473. So we're the only one that's actually more than what the average person pays.
Wow.
So those are the things that comp plan people understand and they know and they look at, but most people get caught in the hype and excitement and don't know any better.
Exactly. All right, Raman, we have about 5 minutes left, and we have a guest on the line here. So I'm going to grab them and see if they have a question.
Sure.
Hello there. How are you? Who do we have on the line here with us? Hello? I guess they're shy.
Yeah, I can't hear anything either.
Yeah, I think they were shy. They're still on the line there. But we have maybe 4 minutes left. Tell people a little bit, A, how to find you online, how to find Global Wealth Trade, and then, you know, maybe where meetings and you have showrooms across the world or North America. Just give the listeners some different ways that they can find out more about your business.
Sure. Well, we are www.globalwealthtrade.com or gwtcorp.com, C-O-R-P.com. And, mm-hmm. You know, we have a world-class facility in Richmond Hill. We have 7 offices around the world. We do have a beautiful gallery in the Caribbean, a beautiful gallery in Hong Kong on Canton Road, the designer district. Our world headquarters. Our world headquarters
in Hong Kong.
Hill. Oh, well, you know what? Next time you're there, you want to make sure you drop by there. Our world headquarters, the showroom, it truly makes all our competitors look old. It is absolutely gorgeous, breathtaking. So just come and see us, send us a ticket. We'll connect you with a luxury consultant in your area, and we'll help you out. Now, we do have 3 categories, by the way, Tom. We have our catalog mm-hmm. division, so we have a gorgeous, gorgeous, what we call a lookbook, which is a catalog mm-hmm. division. You can just put out catalogs and make a ton of money. We do have a branding and home parties, which is like a home party division. You could just do home parties and make a fortune, or you could be like me and you, go build a team and take advantage of the world's strongest compensation plan, free-flowing, variable, and build yourself millions. So there's 3 different ways to get started, through catalogs, mm-hmm. through home parties, or just build a team.
And a team that's going to stay. As you said, with your retention rate and the idea behind a luxury brand, you're going to have a higher retention rate, and you're not going to have to bug people every month to make sure they do their auto ship or make their order.
Absolutely. You know, you come in, you're going to find your home with us. We take care of you. We appreciate you. And I want to thank you, Tom, for taking the time for bringing us out, you know, being a local company. I think one of the things we find, Canadians are very proud that it's the first luxury designer international and, you know, one of the first direct selling companies that's gone international. So we thank you for taking the time bringing us out.
Yes, and proud is kind of how I felt when I saw the pictures of the Toronto International Film Festival with some really big names that were wearing your jewelry, and I was thinking, wow, a Canadian company, very nice. And so, yes, we are proud of our business successes, and you have an amazing product line, a great compensation system, and one that will ensure that you have a lot higher percentage of distributors who remain with you in your business, and just a brilliant, brilliant concept, whereas a lot of people might look at it and think, well, that's strange, a luxury brand for network marketing, but not strange at all when you hear all the reasoning behind it, and it makes total, total sense.
Thank you so much, Tom.
Thank you for joining us today, and have yourself an amazing day.
My pleasure.